Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
In the last 48 hours to talk about Danielle DiMartino Booth's prediction for mass layoffs and impending housing crash. I have not seen the video, but I've been asked repeatedly to talk about that, so let's get into that. Let's talk about an economist who was once calling for 9 rate cuts. What are they calling for now? Let's talk about going from broke to rich. Folks, let's just jump into it. Danielle DiMartino Booth, who I have said and still believe is one of the best experts on the Fed. Her book, I think called Fed Up, is an amazing read on the inner workings of the Federal Reserve. I consider Danielle to be an expert on the Fed, top 3 easy, probably top 2. I don't think it's unreasonable to say that Danielle is not a housing expert. She's a Fed expert. She's really, really good on the economy. But her housing calls over the last several years have leaned bearish. And she is frequently quoted and paraded around by that ilk of content creators. But that said, Danielle DiMartino Booth is out saying that we are going to have mass layoffs in the next 6 weeks, and that 6 weeks then will kick off a crash or fall in home prices. Well, first, I respect anyone who calls a date. Why is that? Well, simply, we can watch and see how it transpires. Really, what this means to me is by the end of February, we are to see mass layoffs. Now, again, you and I, because we do this 5 days a week, we can look at the weekly unemployment claims. We can look at the announcements. So there's a lot of data points that we could track to see if we are leaning towards an avalanche of unemployment and layoffs. I want to step back from there and say, what does an avalanche mean? So we have a date, but I don't really see a number. What do I mean by that? Would an avalanche mean 4% unemployment? Would an avalanche mean 4.5% unemployment? What would that mean? What's the number? To me, as I've said for about a year now, we need to see weekly unemployment claims above 300,000. So that's the number I'm going to put out there. That's the number I'm going to watch. So in the next 6 weeks, do we have an avalanche of layoffs? And I will be looking for the weekly jobless claims. So that's that. Second, let's play out the next domino. Because again, Danielle and many other experts are talking about a spike in unemployment leading to home price crash. Well, I don't see it. I think there are just so many things inside the system today that will not repeat the 08 cascade of distressed sellers, foreclosures, short sale, deed in lieu, jingle mail, whatever you want to call that. First and foremost, the layoffs that are coming, I don't know, at least 40%, if not 50% of the layoffs will be to renters, not owners. So again, just because there's a spike to 300,000 unemployed does not mean all of those are homeowners. Right? Does that make sense? Cool. Second, we have seen, again, with the effective interest rate still below 4%, we have seen the numbers from Black Knight. They changed their name. I don't remember what it is. about people below 3, below 4, all of that. The reality is for a lot of homeowners, their mortgage payment is now less than an equivalent rent. And unless consumer behavior changes, and I've been studying it for 30 years, I don't see it coming. People are going to fight to stay in their homes. They'll get roommates before they lose that. Because again, unlike 08, which everyone wants it to be, the debt or the payment is the asset today. So again, this is a great misunderstanding by lots of folks who pretend to be experts on housing. They don't understand that fixed rate debt is very different than variable rate debt. The debt last time was the liability. The debt this time is the asset. And then perhaps most importantly, most misunderstood, most ignored by the doomers calling a home crash is the delay it would take. You can go look this stuff up yourself. Last time, it took over 1,000 days on average to foreclose on a home. So if you are a distressed homeowner, you can string it out for years. Oh, by the way, if you string it out for years, there's a really good chance that you are past the recession and job opportunities are expanding. Second, and most importantly, banks have a new trick that they did not use last time, and that is forbearance. Whether you like it or not, if we do have an avalanche of unemployment, banks will once again put up on a website saying, hey, are you affected by the recent layoffs? If so, click this box. We will give you 90 days grace period, no questions asked. After 90 days, reach out to us. We might give you 6 or 9 months. No problem. So again, I do not sit here pretending to know if or not we're going to have an avalanche of unemployment. We very well could. I am still sitting here thinking that Q1 and Q2 will be called a recession. I think recessions are part of the cycle. I think layoffs come with recession. But to directly connect an avalanche in job loss with the destruction in home prices is illogical, at least in the short term. If you're going to sit here and tell me that you see mass unemployment to the tune of 6, 7, 8, even 10% for more than a year, I think I'm back. You guys still there? Yep, I guess we're back. My phone froze. I don't know why. That was weird. Anyways, so again, not sure that last part came through. So again, if you're going to have unemployment for a couple of years, we could talk about home crash in 2029, 2030. That is it. Yes, we had a glitch in the matrix. Thanks, Jesse. I like that. So again, I had not seen the video. I think it was on one of those doomer channels that I refused to watch, but I did get about a dozen requests to talk about it. So there are my thoughts. And again, recessions are part of the business cycle. They really are. I know it's been 12 years and we've gone the long time, but we need to clean out the excess, the bad debt. We need commercial to do what it's going to do, right? We need one, right? They're natural. So there you go. Hopefully that makes sense. Well, the Super Bowl was yesterday. Congrats to the folks that support or like to see Kansas City win. The 49ers lost. But more importantly for you and I, it's official. The spring selling season has started. Yes, folks. Traditionally speaking, the day after the Super Bowl is the launch of spring selling season. So I ask you, please watch your buy box, watch your area, see new listing activity, active inventory, pendings. We need to know what's going on because it might surprise a lot of people. And shout out Logan and all of those folks. Got some data on where we stand today. First, new listings. New listings for last week, let's round it up. We're gonna round these numbers. Logan does a great job and actually puts it down to the unit, but we're gonna round for just because. 52,000 new listings last week. Last year was about 45,000. So we are seeing new listings up. I don't know, what's that, 12% or so? So again, new listings are up. Weekly inventory. Weekly inventory this week or last week was 494,000. Last year was 444,000. So roughly speaking, 10, 11% higher. Price cuts. First off, did you know at any given time, the average is about 33%? About 33% of listings have a price drop. Today, the last week's number was 30.1. So we are below average. And more importantly, unlike active inventory, unlike new listings, which are up year on year, we are actually down with price cuts, which makes sense. Last January and February, it was slow, and we were just coming out, eventually launching into a pretty busy spring selling season. But again, price drops are down. They were 32.2% last year, now again 30%. So there you go. Again, folks, remember that Ryan Pineda in The Wealthy Way is hosting an event this Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. It is free. If you are coming out to the One Rental at a Time event and you get into Vegas early, feel free to register. I'll put a link below. If you happen to watch this and you live in Vegas, it is free. You can register. We will see you there. He did recently double the size of the room, so we sold out, and then he doubled, so we are going to host upwards of 200 folks, perhaps. So if you want to come register, I will see you there. Let's talk about going from broke to rich. I saw Cody Sanchez put out a video with that title, which I will watch later today. But I thought about my own steps of going from broke, and again, broke being no money in the bank, not saving anything, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, my 30-year-old self. These were my four steps. One, we did an audit of our spending. We looked at the last 90 days and we said, was this a need or a want? It took time. It was interesting to go through what you were spending money on because I had never done that before. Number two, I focused on making more money. I happened to have a commission job. I happened to look for other opportunities to grow my influence, grow my skill set. I tried to make more money. Number three, while I was stacking paper, right, discretionary income, while income was going up and spending was going down, I was learning real estate. So we were saving every paycheck, but I was learning real estate. I had a buy box. I was looking at it. In the beginning, we were looking in the Bay Area, and then we went to Fresno. So this was a building process, right? We were still saving and tucking away, but we were learning real estate on the side, at the same time. And then the last thing for me, going from broke to rich, was time. It's really time and consistency. I was doing the same thing for the better part of a decade. I never said I deserve. I never went and did a crazy want, a trip, a car. We just kept chugging away one day at a time, building discretionary income, putting it down on assets, and continuing the process. So those are my four steps. I'm not sure what Cody will have to say, but I will watch that later. So I don't know if you watched my goals video yesterday. It was a train wreck of a week. Didn't run. I was sick, and I didn't do my steps. And we did not sell any courses last week. So I want to try something that I've never done. If you've ever thought about buying the course, How to Get Started One Rental at a Time, it is $399. Historically, I have given upwards of $100 in free goodies. What I want to do for you today is if you buy it, you can either get $100 in free goodies, like the 10-week boot camp or something like that, or I will give you the recording of our two-day event. That two-day event is going to be priced above $100. So if you buy the course and you tell me you want that, as soon as the video is created, I will give you access to that as well. So giving away value, we are doing what we can. We'll see. And if you do buy the course, don't forget to go out and join the private Facebook group. We are trying to get that group over 2,000. So hopefully that makes sense. Again, last week was horrible. If you want to see me own that, you can. I think it's important to tell you the good and the bad. Last week was all kind of bad. And then lastly, let's talk about a couple of economists. Remember this economist? I think he was in Europe. I want to say it was UBS. It might have been Credit Suisse. I think it was UBS. He said we were going to have nine rate cuts. Nine. That's 225 basis points. In fact, if you go back to the daily financial news, you will hear me talk about it and chuckle, because you got to be careful what you wish for sometimes. Now, that same economist says we're going to have two. Man, talk about bipolar. Jeez. I don't think either is likely. I don't think we get two, and I don't think we get nine. I think the answer is pretty certain to be in between that. And then, of course, we have Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen saying that she is concerned about a lot of stress ahead in the commercial real estate market, to the tune of $325 billion being coming due in the next 12 months. There's a wave of giant loans coming due. Again, we've talked with Anna and Jonathan, who are both in this space, and I think it's greatly exaggerated. And this is what I mean. There is no question, there will be hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars lost. But hear me, please hear me. The loss, the greatest percentage of the loss will be on equity. Equity, the LPs who got sucked into all of these multifamily value add stupidity deals. Your money, gone. Bank money, pretty safe, right? Banks did 65, 70% LTV. You take a 35% haircut, the equity goes to zero. The bank takes a 5, 6, 7% haircut. So again, there will be losses by banks, no question, but I think a lot of folks are looking at the pain in commercial, and once again, they're equating it to the residential pain. The residential pain from 08, the Great Recession, the problem was the debt was 97, 98, 99, in some cases 101%. So the banks absorbed all the loss. Equity didn't exist. So again, very different cycle. And again, I think this is particularly true in office. Office loans, I don't know if you know this, but generally speaking, office loans are 50 or 55% LTV. So again, equity is going to zero, but the banks will probably be in okay. And now again, there will be banks that go to zero, maybe New York Community Bank or whatever it is, because they're over-indexed or too concentrated. But that's not most banks. So again, folks, we really got to, you know, look behind the data, look what's going on. Again, if you're going to want to come to the event in Vegas Saturday and Sunday, I think there's one ticket left, general admission. There might be two. I forget, one or two. I hope to see you at Ryan Pineda's event if you get in early enough. I apologize for not announcing this sooner. The reality is I didn't know it was happening. Ryan and I caught up the other day and he said, hey, let's do something. So this was not part of some master plan. It was a happy accident. I know a lot of you are getting in about six. or so to Vegas on Friday and thus will miss the event. I apologize. But yeah, we'll be there. We'll say hi. We'll start the networking early. And of course, we'll be ready to see you Saturday morning. So again, buy the course, get $100 in free goodies, or get the 2-day recording once it is available. I am okay either way. Join the Facebook group. Let's see if we can't get some teachable sales today. Because again, last week was a big fat zero. All right, folks, take care. Have a great day. Bye.